Women are stupid and I don't respect them. That's right, I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. I can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree, and I can't shove my fist in your childhood dreams. So why are you sharing all this information with me? It's not sexist cause I'm saying it in a song. That's right, bitch. Now take off your thong and show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Knock knock, who's there? It's me, wondering why you're not naked. Knock knock, who's there? Me again, still wondering why you're not naked. I wanna see your bum, I don't care what you say. No, I don't have feelings, cause feelings are gay. Something, something in the month of May. Bitches love my penis cause it's really big. Girls' brains are much stupider than men's are, so they should always listen to us cause we're smart. Women are only good for three things: cooking, cleaning, and vaginas. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, February 6, 2009. My name is Matt, and there's no Braden tonight. He totally fucked me, so instead we have the girl I've been telling everybody about. Say hi to Dan.
Hi, hi. I'm Dan.
How the fuck are you?
Fucking famous.
Can you do this show in Braden's voice? Kind of give us...
Braden never really talks to me anyway. He's, like, kind of scared of me. Every time I walk by him, he's all mousy and, like, hides in the corner. All like, I don't know what to say to you.
Oh, my God, a girl. Hide
everything. No, it's not that. I don't know. It's just, like, it's, you know, probably because I could beat him up or something. He gets really scared. He's like, oh, shit.
Well, yeah, you could beat me up, and I don't, like, cower and
like,
shit.
Like, I had to teach him what to do in the kitchen, you know, and he, like, freaked out. He was like, oh, crap, you know, and he's like, I just got to go wash dishes and stay away from you.
So, I could see that,
he doesn't really
definitely
talk to me very much, so I don't really know what his voice sounds like.
It kind of sounds like that.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening. This is episode number 151, the Big Friday Show. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. I will try and keep up with it. Or you can call live 406-204-4687. Also, real quick, if you guys ever want to send us anything, P.O. Box 3652 Kalispell, Montana 59903. So, yeah, like 10 minutes before the show, I'm going to go pick Braden up, go get her, and then come back, and he sends me a text message, and he's like, can you guys do the show? Like, can just you two do it? And I'm like, no. Why? He's like, well, my brother's in town, and I want to hang out with him. I'm like, you couldn't have told me this, like, 2 hours before. It had to be right before it. So he said something about his brother isn't going to be back for like another year and this and that. So, and that's what, yeah, Shazam says, why not bring his brother? And that's why
I said the same thing. Yeah. It was pretty lame.
And you said it, we were all like, yeah, what the fuck, dude? You know? So whatever.
He gets stuck with me. So sorry.
Yeah. And that's fine. But see, he was thinking that like we could just do the show and he didn't understand that.
I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. I'm fucking,
yeah,
I'm
you
can't do this shit.
You
know?
Can't throw someone just into co-hosting. Cause it'll happen like what happened when just me and Ryan did the show. Like I know what I'm doing and Ryan's good if there's another co-host, like if he's just there adding in his shit, but to actually run the show with me, Not so much. So we're gonna do our best. She's here.
Don't make fun of me.
Yeah, okay? You know, that's fine. So
I'll
she
give
is
my best. Okay? You guys, I work all day. I'm a little tired. So yeah, give me a break.
Yeah, you guys. If you have the jam hole one, that camera's on her, so you can see her. She is actually a chick, like I told you guys.
I have boobies.
Yeah,
I won't show them to you, but I have boobies and a vajayjay.
So, real quick, you guys remember, I think it was Monday's show, how I was talking about, because I've been on the Suboxone for long, and I was starting to just be pissed, like, all fucking day, just, like, the littlest fucking thing would just set me off, and I didn't know what the fuck, it just all of a sudden kind of started happening, and Braden was like, oh yeah, I noticed it, but I didn't want to say anything, and I was like, yeah, of course, you know, that whole thing. Well, I also noticed that since I've met you, Chica, it has been, like, gone. I don't know if it's just because I haven't been thinking about it or what, but...
Because you want to think about my vajayjay instead of the drugs.
Is that it?
Probably.
All right, so drug replacement therapy. If you can actually substitute vadane for drugs, you'll be okay. I don't know how that works with withdrawals, but...
Hey, I haven't smoked nearly as much, so I'm replacing, you know, cigarettes with dick.
Right.
So if that makes sense this year, then, you know, drugs and vajayjay, that could work out pretty good, too. So if you're addicted to something, just start having sex more.
And that's cool, because I started actually replacing sleep with vajayjay ever since you kind of moved in, and you're like, oh, I'm...
So someone's like, will you please come back over to my house? I really miss you. Please come back, please?
Okay, someone's like, yeah, I don't want a boyfriend, but you're cool, I'll hang out and stuff, and then, like, slowly I notice
there's
some clothes, and then, oh, look in the bathroom, there's some shampoo
and some
others. You
asked me to
others.
Come back, so I'm gonna come back.
Well,
I'm
yeah.
I back up my shit and put it back in the closet if I'm just coming back that afternoon.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying is the way you say it, you're like, yeah, I don't want any kind of, like, serious thing, and then, like, slowly I'm like...
Well, I like you, but I don't want anything crazy serious right
I'm
now.
I'm knocking
so
the wall down, like...
Keeping my options open, you know? I don't want to be tied down to anything.
Oh, God forbid.
Someone to answer to.
Oh, I mean, there's so...
Where have you been? Who have you been hanging out with? Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do that.
Can you see me doing that?
Yeah. Being,
what the fuck? Let me smell your dick. No, wait. That's the other... But, no, I don't know. It's cool. It was just weird that it was like that, and then kind of I keep, like, picking at it, like, the very first
time.
You're
growing on me a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that happening. You get made a bunch of fun of because of it. I don't at all, except from the same people that make fun of you. Hi, caller. Please say this is 26 in your
Hey, job. It's 26. I'm throwing up right now. I just drank a lot.
Awesome.
Hey, who's holding your hair back for you, bro?
No one is. I'm just like, I drank so much rum, I don't even know what's going on.
Were you drinking 151 for us, because this is episode 151?
That'd be awesome.
I don't even know what it was, but I feel like total shit. I just threw up like four times. Like, this is a low point in 26's life.
Hey,
pray to that porcelain god.
Did someone slip you a Mickey?
I don't think so, and I don't know.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just feel retarded. I might throw up at any time during this phone call.
So you should
really
stop drinking now, or continue drinking. There you go, make some room.
Yeah,
have some
get
more.
Some, and then drink more.
Go for Flaming Dr. Pepper.
No, I'm not going to drink more. I feel like shit.
Right, but the cure to...
Total shit.
The cure to what ails you is drinking more. Okay, well, we
that
got some...
Beautiful.
We That's awful, dude. We got some
awesome
voicemails to play.
I don't even know what's going on. I just wanted to call. I don't know what's going on.
You should probably lay down.
Is there anything you would like to say to Braden for totally effing our A here?
Hi, Braden. What's up?
No, he's
not here.
Okay. Whoa, dude.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call. I hope you don't die of alcohol poisoning.
Well, I'm not going to die, but goodbye.
Okay, how about? Wow, and I think that right there is the one of the main reasons the drinking age is actually 21 and not 16. That right there. So yeah, like I said, we do have some other voicemails, and then this show is just going to be all over the fucking place. So bear with us.
Hey there, kids. It's Shazam. I have a request for all Jamholians. Jamholios?
That's us.
Anyway, this, if you follow me on Twitter, you know exactly what this is. This asswipe, who I told him I did not want him to buy me a meal because I was not interested in him, decided to threaten me, saying he's going to distribute X-rated photos of me. Mind you, I'm the one who gave them to him, so I don't care. But he's an ass. So, sorry. So, kids, here's this email address, please. Send as, oh, his name is Dave. He works for Wells Fargo Bank. He lives in San Francisco in Knob Hill. And he, that's about all the personal, and he's ugly, but that's about all the personal stuff I know about him. Here's his email address, slaphappy, because he's a retard, slaphappy@gmail.com. S-L-A-P-H-A-P-P-Y. Oh, I'm sorry. S-L-A-P-H-A-P-P-P-Y. Not only is he ugly, but he's stupid. So it's slaphappy, three P's in the happy, at gmail.com. Once again, slaphappy@gmail.com. Go ahead and be nasty. You don't have to mention me, or you can. I don't give a fuck. He doesn't know where I live. He doesn't. He has this X-rated picture of me. Matt, you've seen it. It's no big deal. You can't see my face. So I don't give a shit. And it's also not illegal, I'm pretty sure, because I'm an adult, and he is too. Anyway, so once again, slaphappy@gmail.com. Go ahead and let your be nasty as you want. Have fun, kids.
Wow, so let me see if I get this straight. You met some dude on the internet. Are you here, Shazam? Feel free if you want to call in and we can talk about this. But so you met some dude online. He obviously is a dipshit, but you sent him naked pictures of you. Your face not showing, obviously, because there's probably a penis covering it up somewhere. And then he takes the pictures you actually sent him, and he's like, I'm going to put these on the internet. And, like, why does he not know that that's where they were when you gave them to him? Like, they were on the internet? What a fucking idiot. Where do you meet these people? Do you troll Craigslist? I don't understand. She's calling. Hold on. And... oh, excuse my face. Hi! You are live.
Hi.
So,
okay.
What the fuck?
So, yes, it was Craigslist. But, I mean, that's what I do. But I have met very nice guys, and I've met a lot of assholes. But, you know, you got to take them, you know, as they come.
So is that your steez? Is that your thing? Like, just random hookups on Craigslist?
Sometimes, yes.
Because I'm a huge fan of your Twitters, and it seems, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it seems like every night you're kind of going with somebody else and just getting the fucking dick, like, all the time.
Well, she keeps getting...
I'm not getting any tonight.
Well, why? Because it's Friday and we do the show Friday. So you're getting dick...
That's right.
You get dick Tuesday, Thursday, you get jam hole Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Well, sometimes we can say I only get it twice a week.
Have you ever got... have you ever got dick while listening to the jam hole?
I have not.
This is why
Should I starve?
This is why my mom...
I don't
mom,
know how erotic it would be.
This is why my mom listens. Just for this this stuff right here. She loves this kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
So what happened? What did you do to make this guy all pissy and irate with you?
Okay.
Please.
I told him I wasn't interested in him romantically. Hmm. Or even sexually.
We can understand what that might feel like, maybe. Did you
right, but
did you lead him on and then be like, oh, by the way, I'm in love with somebody else? Because we also know what that's
no.
like. Oh, okay.
No, I made it crystal clear that I'm not in love with anybody and I am playing the field.
Right.
Awesome. He thought he was on the field that I was playing on.
Wrong game,
I told
dude.
Him that that he was not, so then he called me rude. And so it escalated from there.
Did you say it like that, or were you, like, really just cruel and, like, you're playing on the woman's team because you're a little bitch and I'm over here batting 1,000 with all these dudes?
Well, I mean, these were all in emails. I could read them to you, but that'd be pretty boring. It was basically, he said, the other night, we met on Wednesday night, that's why I had to leave watching the show early.
Right, I remember that.
Yes, we had drinks, he bought me three drinks.
Hey, hold on real quick. Paulo just got here, and he says, wow, I must be drunk, Braden is looking hot tonight.
I'm a pretty sexy baby.
I know. He got all pierced and got taller and fucking
boobies.
Buff. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so he bought me three drinks on Wednesday.
Did he put anything in them?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I did leave him alone with a drink at one point when I went to the bathroom to text my friend to say I wanted to kill myself because the guy was so obnoxious.
You know, I found this awesome little pocket PC phone app that you can tell it to call your phone in, like, a set time. So if you're... it's so great. If you're somewhere and you need to go, you just pull out your phone. You're call me in a minute or right now or in 5 minutes. Put the phone back. All of a sudden, your phone rings. You're like, holy shit, my mom's in the fucking hospital dying. I gotta go. And there's your out.
No, I don't have to do that. All I did was, after I finished drinking the drinks, I said goodbye, and I left the bar. Huh. It was that easy. I left. When I got home, I had an email saying, oh, I was just getting charming, and I want to take you out to dinner. I said...
So by him saying he was just getting charming, what he actually meant was you were just starting to get drunk.
Exactly. And I wasn't drunk enough, nearly.
Oh, and then
him to be anywhere near charming.
My mom says, how come I always say she's dying or something? That's like the third time my mom has ended up in a scenario where she's dying or has cancer or something. It's for a good cause, though.
Well, you don't have to do that. You can just say, gotta go.
You're a fucking douche, and I'm leaving.
No, I didn't even say that. I just said I'm leaving. I wasn't mean.
You should have been.
I promise you.
Right.
I'd have gone with the douche.
No, I've been mean now. Since then. Since he sent me an email saying, I want a happy ending. I said, you're not going to get a happy ending. I don't think we should see each other again. And then he proceeded to insult me.
You should have told him to go watch Cinderella.
Yeah, well... I don't see what the problem is. If two people meet, if one or both of them aren't attracted to each other, if they just move on.
So was there any kind of sexual contact, or was this the first date?
Well, it was actually the second time we had met, and there was no contact. I didn't even pull the touch your arm when you laugh bullshit.
Whoa.
Did not go near him.
Did you drop him any nags or anything like that?
Any nags?
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. The fucking pickup artist thing? Ridiculous.
He was annoying, and I did tell him to shut up a couple times.
And did he?
But other than that.
So did he?
Did he shut up?
Yeah.
Eventually, but he kept asking me if I arrived at the bar on my bicycle. I told him about five times I don't even own a bicycle.
Wow.
Like, he was just stupid.
You find, like, the cream of the crop of Craigslist ads.
Hey, I want to make it clear, all the ones that I do end up fucking are pretty good.
Have you met a guy on Craigslist yet that wants to have sex with you from behind while he plays Super Mario Brothers, or while you do?
No, the noises would distract me. I wouldn't go for that.
Do. Oh, God. That's awesome. So then you send him the pictures before you guys met, right?
You know what? I honestly can't remember. I mean, we met for the very first time back in October.
I send so many naked pictures of myself, I just don't remember.
In October, he kept sending me emails saying, please, 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 can we see each other again?
Like begging?
Yeah, I mean, well, if you get several emails a day from the guy, that's kind of considered begging via email.
That's borderline stalking.
Well, he doesn't know where I live, so I'm fine.
Not yet.
And because gross. Anyway, yeah, he ended up, it was just like, I'm not attracted to you, and it could have ended. Instead, he insults me, so I tell him that he's an obnoxious ass. So then he says, I'm going to distribute X-rated photos of you so you can't get a job.
That's, wow, just because you're like, yeah. I'm not into you, he's like, yes, you are, you're like, no, he's like, I got naked pictures of you, you'll never work in this town again.
Basically, yes.
Amazing.
And we don't work in the same industry at all. He doesn't know anybody who would employ me. He's an idiot.
They usually are. Well, we got his email address and stuff. We'll post it and see what can be done.
Everyone, take out your ire on him. You know, if you're feeling really pissed off at your mom, but you can't say anything,
MDS,
send it to him.
MDS says, what's his phone number? We'll get 26 to call him. I could totally...
You got it.
I could totally hear that call.
I never got his number.
He's going to be like, hello? Oh, I'm drunk. And that'll be it.
Technicolor Dream.
Well,
I never got his number.
We'll try and get his phone number, and we'll work with his email address for now.
I'm never speaking to him again, but okay.
Well, you might have to if you want this to happen well.
I would prefer to not have him in my life at all versus that much revenge.
What you need to do is actually play it up and get him in bed totally naked, tie him up, and then just be like, okay, now what did you learn? And then just fuck with him, you know?
Did I mention that he's ugly?
Doesn't matter.
And obnoxious?
You don't have to fuck him. Just be like, I know I was a bitch at first.
I don't want to see him naked,
but it wouldn't be worth it. I'd see him naked.
I'm not that petty.
To do that, I don't know.
This guy is, you know, from my Twitters, I know quite a few guys. I don't need to get revenge on this one that I've known, I've met in person twice.
Not worth it that much?
No, there will be plenty of other guys. I'll forget about him next week.
Of course. Until he calls, until he texts you and is like, stop fucking with my email account, damn it.
Well, I'd have no control over other people.
Yeah, well, that's what you get. All right, well, thank you so much. We will see what we can do.
Thank you, kids.
Okay.
Bye.
Holla back. That poor, poor girl. It's so awesome. Sometimes she'll be on there on, like, Twitter, and you'll see something like, gonna go meet a dude, hopefully I'm gonna get some sex, and then, like, half hour later, she'll be like, God damn it, what a faggot. I need dick. She's like the Hulk. Like when you piss
she
off.
She keeps trying. She keeps pushing for it. You know, she's trying to find something, you know.
It's like, I understand, you know. Sometimes you need dick. I mean, fuck. This sheep knows what I fucking mean. Oh, fuck. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that to you. Thank you for taking away my depression. The sleep thing, I'm starting to deal with. I can drive and work on 2 hours of sleep.
Oh, dear God.
So, yeah, after Wednesday's show, we got the show done early and shit, and then I took Braden home, came back up here, you got off work, came up here, and stayed,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah,
how was that? How did that go for you?
What did we do? We like laid down on the couch and I watched the show from that night.
Oh, right, because you were like...
I heard the audio and I was like, I need to see the visual part of this too. I need to see, you know...
Every time...
And you're like, ooh!
You think I'd learn, because every time you're like,
and
so...
And you say some retarded stuff about me and I'm like, really?
Oh, now
seriously?
I want to... Now like, I want to fucking hear it.
Yeah,
damn it.
So now every time I'm going to ask you to... Let me watch it or hear it or whatever, just so I can hear the kind of crap you talk about me behind my back.
None so far.
Yeah, I'm a bros bro. Blah, blah, blah.
At first.
Intimidating, all that good stuff. I'm not that intimidating.
So then Thursday, you got a little surprise.
Yeah.
Kinda. Huh?
Well, my workers all made fun of me about.
They saw the pictures of it and stuff. So what did you think? Has anyone ever done that for you, ever?
No.
Flowers, candles,
no.
Lotion, back
no.
rub, fucking
kind of back rub
full
before. I mean,
sex.
Who hasn't, but like not the whole like, you know, flowers everywhere and chiseled. Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad. Hopefully.
Now it looks really cool now because, like, the candles are all over the fucking place.
The
and
flowers, fucking.
Yeah, the flowers are all like. Blah, and, yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I just want to let you know on the record, officially, I'm going to keep bugging you until you are my girlfriend, and then I'll totally treat you like shit like every other guy to make sure that you stay with me.
Well, that's
how it works, right? You have to treat a bitch like fucking shit so she'll stay with you.
Obviously not, because I've been engaged 4 times and that's what happens. Well, they end up treating me like crap and I leave.
I'm just going off of what I see in town and stuff. Like, all the people that
Am I from this town?
Well, it doesn't matter. You live here. I'm just saying, Kitty, What are you? Cats eating the sheep. I'm just saying, from what I see, and people in relationships treat each other like complete shit. They're miserable, and
that's why I'm not in one.
Right. Okay. So if we're actually nice, then you'll see.
Sure.
Don't put me on the spot. All right. Well, let's fucking. Do you know how this works? You've heard a whole show, right?
Not. I don't think so. We talk. Really pay, we like paid attention to like part of it, and then we started doing other things and got occupied and stopped watching the show.
So, there was a little bit of, like, a murder scene in there. What happened? No? Okay. So, today, fuck my life. Today I gave my girlfriend non-alcoholic beer as a joke. That's funny, you know. In slurred speech, she tells me I have the body of a monk seal. A monk? What?
Wow.
What's a, have you ever seen a monk seal?
No.
Monkey? See, I don't know. She then takes my keys, staggers to my car, and drives away. She crashed into a tree two blocks later. She's fine.
What a twat.
All from non-alcoholic beer. That's amazing.
That's retarded. That's stupid.
You know, wow. When I very first started smoking weed, we used to kind of do that. We would take, like... My friend had a lawnmower in his garage, and if you went under it, there was all the dried up clippings, and it kind of looked like weed. So we put it in a little baggie, and we'd bring it around, and people would smoke it, and most of the time, they would act like they were stoned, and it, like, the dumbest shit. I don't know, is it to be cool, or is it to...
Probably, just be like, yeah, I'm doing it too, like, yeah, I'm high, I'm drunk, it's cool, whatever,
and I don't want
to put on this stupid game face or whatever, and it just... It's stupid.
I don't want you guys to think there's something wrong with me. That see, Snibbler says it's the placebo effect. So then, if that's all it is, couldn't you just drink water and just
pretend it's beer?
Be like, this is LSD, and then just be like, whoa! That'd be so... Probably not that great, but yeah. Fuck my life. She's fine, of course. But your car is actually not. It's wrapped around a tree. Because she drank NA beer. That sucks. Do you think he got a new girlfriend after that? Would you, if your significant other, if you were like, hey, Matt, here's a beer, and I was like, drink, I'm drunk, you look like a monk seal, give me the keys, I'm out. Fucking two blocks later, ah, boom, fucking tree carnage. You're like...
I should be like, holy shit, wow. Huh? I was like, I need to start searching for people in different area codes. This is
over. Here's another beer. Get out of here.
Have fun. You can have that one for the road.
Today, my company hired a new guy to help on our project. My boss said that he would shadow me for the whole day so he could learn our system. At the end of the day, my boss fired me, handed my company car keys and my laptop to my shadow for the day right in front of me. My mom picked me up. Fuck my life.
Ouch.
Oh,
that would suck.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple weeks we get a story about some dude that walked into his fucking old business and just started laying to waste fools. This is for fucking me over and taking my shit. And, like, you taught that guy. You just the whole time, well,
I've trained three of my managers at my place right now. You know, how demeaning is that? The only reason why I'm not a manager is because of the crap on my face.
Could you imagine, then, after you get done training one, your boss is like, give him your keys and you're fired.
Well, it's pretty lame, too, because they'll just walk up and he'll be like, yeah, I'm your manager. Do what I say. And I'm like, fuck you, dude. I taught you what you know. You know, go away. Yeah, that's princess.
But that's restaurant too. So that generally
you
restaurants.
Weird chain of command,
so. Well, it has a higher turnover rate. There's constantly.
I don't know. Princess will.
Oh, everyone says you need to actually when you're talking face the mic, not like be like, hey, what the fuck? Okay, see that? Okay, cool. Today I noticed a prospective employer I had been networking with changed her last name on her email signature. Today I noticed my friend on Facebook went from being single to being in a relationship with a dude. I wish the acquaintance congratulations on her new marriage. Her divorce was finalized this week. Fuck my life. Nice. Today I went to my boyfriend's work to surprise him. Where do you think this is going to go?
I don't know. I went to...
I bet she's the one that got surprised.
Probably.
She gets in there, he's like balls deep in the fat secretary or something. Oh my god, honey, it's not what it looks like. I'm training her. Can I finish? No? Okay. When I got there, I called him on his phone to tell him to turn around. I saw him look at his phone. Turn the fuck? His coworker next to him asked who that was. He replied, "Just this fat chick I know. Fuck my life."
Oh, ouch.
Damn, guess who's never getting dinner made ever again, or sex, or anything else. Today, my wife told me that if she had a penny for every time I had brought her to climax, you know, made her come, she'd have change for a nickel. We've been married for 16 years. Fuck my life.
Ouch.
So, personal question, real quick.
Okay.
Climax? Yes? No? Not yet? Working on it? 2 times, right? So far.
Yeah.
Either time?
Nope.
Woo! Fuck my life. Today, ask questions you don't want the answer to. No, that's fine. It's more about me.
Tell you the truth.
Oh, I know. No, it's more about me than you. I just try and, you know, get in, get out, and get to bed, because it's usually 6 in the morning. So.
Whatever, dude. You just procrastinate. That's your issue.
That's my fault. Today, I really had to use the airplane lavatory, and afterwards, the flight attendants continuously sprayed air freshener for 10 minutes. Fuck my life. Stinky. That sucks, too. Those things are, like, this big. MDS says, Matt, ask her what you can do better. Hey, what can I do better? Pretend this is a comment card. What can I improve on?
In bed, or what? What are you talking about here?
No, in my work, like, life. The show. What can we do to make the show better? Yes, in bed. Jesus Christ.
Fuck you.
How can we make you come, let's say? Little ass play, little...
No. Stay away from that, dude. I have a gastrointestinal doctor. He would not like that. You don't have a tongue ring. That's an issue.
That's... Really?
Yeah, it works.
That's it? Really?
It works.
So you need a piece of metal down there to do it?
I like some hardware.
All right. Well, yes, that sucks. Today I had a flat tire. I called my boyfriend of over a year, and he told me... That sucks, while he was sitting at home 10 minutes away from me. Instead, a stranger helped me. Fuck my life.
What a douchebag.
Hey, honey, I got a flat. Can you come up here and help? Oh, hold on. I'm leveling up at World of Warcraft. I'm busy right now. Click. I bet she sucked off the guy that helped her just to piss him off. Fuck you. Today, I found out that my boyfriend of 2 years has been having sex with another woman, of course. He works with me, and the woman also works in the same company. She is also married, of course, and is now 6 months pregnant, of course. They're throwing a baby shower for her on Monday at the office. Fuck my life.
Holy
you know
crap.
What? Fuck my life even more. It's your boyfriend's baby. I guarantee it. I guarantee fucking it. Oh, a few more here. Today, the girl whom I have loved for 4 days now? No, for 4 years told me that she loved me too and would like to spend her life with me. This was before she told me that God... actually did not want us to be together. Fuck my life.
Ouch.
It's like, you know, I love you, honey. I love you too, but we got one little problem. What? You love me, I love you. What's the deal? Yeah, you know, God, he doesn't actually love you. Hi, caller. Please be 26.
Hi, 26. I'm really drunk.
What's up, dude?
I just threw up like 5 times.
I bet. What were you drinking? Just for my own... stupid curiosity.
I've been drinking a lot of rum.
You feel like Captain Mo?
Like Captain Morganish, you know?
I can't even feel myself right now. I'm just trying to...
Where are you?
I'm at this kid's house.
What are they doing?
Not at my house. It's not straight. It's not cool. It's not cool. You know, you gotta be like Fonz. You gotta be cool, you know?
Hey, like, hey, be cool. So,
Yeah, like, hey, I'm not cool right now. I'm throwing up.
Okay, MDS, while we have you on the phone real quick, 26, before you go puke again,
yeah?
MDS wants me to ask you how I could make Danny here come. And then my mom says, yeah, the tongue ring. No, I'm kidding. Totally kidding. So, 26, you just meet a girl a few days ago. You guys do it a couple times. You still can't get her to... He hung up. It sounded, I don't know, if you guys heard that, it totally sounded like he hit the ground.
Floor, yeah, just go boom.
Yeah, and then fucking, dee. Okay, you're in our prayers, 26. So, I don't understand that you and this girl have been together for 4 years and God was okay. Like, that seems really weird. Like, where was God the past 4 years? Just... All of a sudden, like, maybe did you do something that God's like, whoa, okay, I put up with his potty mouth, I put up with his not going to church, I even put up with his homosexuality, you'll figure that out later. I will not tolerate this fucking, that's so stupid. I hate people that are into God. They're so like, I'm so much better than you, and everything is okay, and I can do whatever I want, because all I have to say is, hey, God, sorry, and God's like, gotcha.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You are forgiven, son. Today, what?
I said, if there is a God, he hates my ass, so there's no fucking getting into that.
He hates us all. Yeah. We ripped up a Bible on the show, and he was, like, just cool with it. Today, my girlfriend was about to give me a blowjob. Where do you think this is going? When her lips met my penis, there was a huge static shock.
Ah, oh, that sucks.
I never got the blowjob. She is still laughing, and I have ice cream on my penis. Fuck my life.
That's hilarious. That would suck. That
so
would suck bad.
He's standing up. She's on her knees, and they're on opposite sides of the room.
She had to have come up on the carpet
that's
on her
what
knees
I'm thinking.
And just, like, got some static going and on. And just pow!
She hit it, and it was like, bzzz, fucking
it
dick.
It had to
just...
have hit her in the face, too, you know, like a shock to the lip or some shit. But he had been crying.
That's
that
awesome.
That would suck. That would suck a lot.
Today, I got up the courage to go to my very first voice lesson. They have voice lessons. Like, hey, I don't know how to use my voice.
Could
you
teach
guys,
me?
I Googled it. I looked for the manual. I can't figure it out. I don't know how to talk. I'm going to go get voice lessons.
Yeah.
I thought I did all right. But at the end, my teacher told me, quote, now don't worry about grades in this class. I grade on effort, not talent. Fuck my life.
Wow.
It's like, hey, I know we're playing a game here, like the Super Bowl and stuff, but we're not going to keep score because I actually grade on your attitudes and not how well you actually play the game. So we're all winners here. It's all good. I got trophies and Capri Suns for everybody.
Ouch.
Two more. Today, my mom decided to tell me about her new boyfriend. I know him. I've slept with him. Fuck my life.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Hey,
that's
Mom. Hey, Mom. Eiffel Tower. Woo!
Oh, that's gross. Oh, it's so sick. Dude, fuck that. Fuck that. Oh, that's gross.
Wow.
Dude, that'd be
And then
that'd
I could totally...
up.
I didn't see it like the mom's like, hey, new boyfriend, do you mind watching my daughter? He's like, nope, no problem. You go have a day, honey. Here, it's on me. Here's a couple $100. Ugh. You have fun. And then she leaves and he's like... What's up?
Oh, it's gross.
I'm only 43. You're 12. It's cool, though. Your mom's all right with it. And the last one for episode 151. Today, I committed to babysitting on Valentine's Day. Not actually because I needed the money, but because I just got dumped. Fuck my life. God, I love those. Just kind of puts everything into perspective. Like, you know... My life isn't all that fantastic, but then I read that shit, like, you're fucking your mom's new boyfriend, and you're having voice lessons, and I look at myself, and I'm like,
I'm not doing too
pat
bad.
Pat on the back, alright.
Alright.
So, real quick, while we're on the record, before we get into some confessions, what do you do on Valentine's Day?
I work a double.
And what did I tell you last night?
What did you tell me last
about night? About Valentine's Day.
I don't remember. Was it important?
Probably not. Never mind. No,
oh,
I
sure
said
it wasn't. I feel like a douchebag.
That it was. That was it. Like, we're not gonna. If you were planning on still hanging around me on Valentine's
Day,
like,
I have to go in at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's a volume shift, so I'll have a break somewhere in there, and I'll get off around, like, I don't know, somewhere in the afternoon. But
assuming you don't find somebody better, of course, because I know, you know, there's a list here, but...
Well, you know my ex, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah. are you right? Have you heard us? Have you done confessions with us? See, the first things are fuck
the
my
first
life.
First time I heard it was today in your truck. That was about it, where Braden was like, you know, Jesus. And
oh, yeah.
Pretty funny.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yeah, it was, yeah. No, that's the first time I heard it was in your truck.
And then you say?
I don't remember.
All right. How many days? Never mind. I'm really glad I dumped my new, or my now ex-boyfriend. Right, because I dumped him, so he's my ex. I wish I did it much sooner. I'm worried. I put up with crap men for fear of loneliness. Do you find yourself doing that? Any ladies? Call in 406-204-468-726. Stop calling in, please. And you, do you, like, back in the day, were you ever, like, afraid to be alone so you would settle for, not maybe even just a crap thing, but you know you're like, I'm not happy, but I'd rather be with dipshit than be alone kind of thing? Because I used to do that a lot.
Yeah. Like, I found myself doing that a few times. Like, you know, my ex, you know, the guy that used to work with you down at Anna's, and, yeah, we...
It was so bad, I would actually wait until I for sure had another girlfriend, and then I would go
I used to do that, but then I was like, you know what, it's a lot funner being alone, you know, I don't really, you know, like, the first month you're alone, you're like, oh, shit, this sucks, you know, I'm cuddling with my dog, and there's nothing to do, you know, no one to hang out with, but then you're like, you get used to it, you're like, oh, fuck it, I don't really
I can
care.
Do whatever I want.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, that's why I don't want a boyfriend right now.
Alright, I see. All right, that's fine. Not gonna cry, prompt. Be strong. I wouldn't tell this to your face, but I do think I loved her more than you. Just saying. And I'm sorry. I apologize for that, because I know in my heart of hearts, deep inside my anus, I know you still love me. I know. That's awesome. I'm not gonna tell it to your face, but I'll come on here and tell the whole fucking internet. No big deal. It's fine. Cause it's anonymous, and that's why I love these. We've been dating for 6 months, but I don't know if I'm in love with him. This is the other half of the other one, I bet. She's like, I don't love you. And he's like, she loves me, but I don't know if I love her. She doesn't love you. You don't love her. Just leave. Christ. Free up the fucking resources so someone else can have a whack at her, you know? I want to end it, but I'm afraid of being alone. You should meet this dude here. Jesus. Wait, how cool would that be if you could take all these anonymous confessions and, like, make a dating service out of it?
That,
like, you'd
that
have
probably work.
Like, all the categories, like, all right, cheater, depression, like, all that. And then you match them up, like, a cheater with a cutter
or
fucking a bulimic with an anorex. Oh, man.
Oh, man, you can really screw up people's lives or, you know, either make them really happy or just...
Match made in heaven.
Something, I don't know.
I've been having a horrible day. Argument with my mom. Found out my roommate thinks I'm retarded. ... Whatever. WVs, man. I don't care. I'll just come on here, confess, and I feel better. I almost cheated on my last boyfriend with you. Boyfriend. Yeah, I almost. Didn't, though. Right, because I'm not gay. Got it. I'm about to do the same to my current boyfriend. I think this one belongs on Fuck My Life. Obviously, I'd rather be with you. Damn college. I bet college is responsible for a lot of breakups. They like, oh, honey, we'll do the long-term relationship. I'll love you forever. And she goes off to college and she's like, fucking dick and drugs everywhere. Ah! Just like total fucking pussy overload. Mom, I would really appreciate...
What is it?
It's weird talking about dicks and pussies and cunts and twats when your mom's sitting there going, hey, life is short, drive it like a rental car.
Oh, your god.
Hey, I did, awesome. And that's why we got blood all over my bed. Go.
Ooh,
totally
ouch.
Kidding. Burn. Oh, I didn't mean that. Okay. Sorry. Every second I live is for you. Every second. Every step I take, every move I make, I'll be watching you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. You're all I've got. I have the shirt on my back and the pants on my balls and my shoes and you, and that's it. No home, no life, no money, but I have you. And you mean everything to me. I wish you knew that. I wish I wasn't such a big pussy. I wish I went and got voice lessons so I knew how to verbalize how much I fucking love you. I'm an idiot. Holy Christ. Wow. It's a good thing I have nothing else to lose. I want your hands on me to heal my wounds. What kind of wounds do you think? Are we talking like symbolic, metaphorical?
Probably like broken relationship, like heart wounds.
Or like you just stabbed me in the back with a knife and I need you to pull it out and then put a little Band-Aid on it and kiss
it. A little Band-Aid that needs like, you know, a lot of bandages.
Mine work best when I dream them loves yours, dot, dot, dot. I'll do you, dot, dot, dot. Won't hurt a bit, winky smiley face. Hey,
awesome.
I'll do you, it won't hurt a bit. Because it's so small. Fight for and with me. Hey, if you're not fighting with me, you're fighting against me, and I will fucking kill you. Because I'm a Spartan.
Oh, God.
I will fight for and with you. Get strong again, lion and lamb. The best is yet to be, dot, dot. Be with me, question mark. Are you talking about God, the lion and the lamb? I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. So that's that. Holy Christ. You have anything before we do some news stories? I'll just read them. You can comment in whenever, whatever. Anything you care to just get out there and anything that's been bugging you? Am I too touchy-feely? Too overbearing?
Oh, see, now you're talking about you.
Well, or in general. Yeah. Just, you know, or in general.
Anything that bugs me about you?
I just feel like now you're on the show, you have to be honest because it's being recorded in like five different places.
I don't have to be honest.
You'd be like, no, you're perfect. I fucking love you. Let's go fuck. All right. We'll see you guys Monday.
Oh, God.
No, yeah, like, what? I don't know. What? How are you, more importantly? How's Danny?
Like, am I happy with you so far?
Hey, let's just start at life in general. And then we'll work our way.
Oh, I'm great. I got my car back. It's brand spanking new. Still have a great job. Made over $20,000 this year. Pretty proud
nice,
about that.
Nice.
Got a fat tax return for a single person.
Like your job?
Yeah, I love my job.
Cooking.
Love it.
Like working around dudes and just sweating and stinking and balls slapping.
Yeah, I was pouring sweat today. It was pretty bad. It sucked. Everybody's like, Jesus Christ, you look like shit.
She got in the truck. I went and picked her up. She got in the truck. I was like, man, is that my balls? Or holy shit.
No, it was pretty hectic today. We did about $6,500-$7,000 in about 3 hours. So I was pretty freaking tired, sweating.
That will happen.
But yeah, I love my job. It's a great job. I work for some great people. They're putting away cash, you know, in a savings thing for me or whatever. And lots of buku cash by the time I quit.
Oh, real quick. MDS says, what's your deal with scratching the shit out of me? Like, I'm not complaining at all. Like, that's cool.
Hey, man, it's just something I like. You
could have had, you could have had knives and just went,
I don't know. I just, I like it. And, you know,
Shazam
a great
says,
job. That's how I let you know.
Great, really? Yeah. Just, it was great, but just
dig the fuck in, you
just
know?
Not good enough. Like, damn. Almost, you're almost there. You had to just fucking come. What the fuck? That's gonna be my new goal in life now, is to just make you fucking...
I cut my damn fingernails, so, you know, I tried.
I want to let you know, out here, everybody, that's my goal now, is to just make you come like fucking waterfalls.
Well, now it's never gonna happen.
Well, if you would quit fucking being like, so...
I'm gonna bring my Game Boy next time.
Super Mario Brothers. You will not go through the pipe until I tell you to. Alright, well, let's do some fucking news and we'll get the fuck out of here. We got some shit to do. Episode number 151, if you care to call in, 406-204-GOT-P. If you guys want t-shirts, we still have some. TheJamble.com/donate. Matt22191 says, how rough?
What do you mean?
Do you like being choked?
No, that's not fun.
Alright.
No, the scratching thing is great, the biting thing is cool, but too hard's too fucking hard.
To you. Because you pull some hair a little bit, too.
Yeah, I like to rip that shit out. I want to put a bald spot. You're already starting to look, so I might as well not do that.
Cool, guys. See what you guys started? But, she's like, why are you putting your hat on? I'm like, because they make fun of me for my balding line. She's like, you're not bald. Oh, my God, you are.
It's like, holy shit, really?
Shazam says, Matt, do not put pressure on her to come. That fucks with a girl's head. Really? Does it?
No, not really.
If I'm like, if you don't fucking come, I swear to God, I'll blow your fucking brains out right here. Oh!
No,
wouldn't that be weird if she just came, like, all of a sudden? Like, whoa. That worked.
No, it wouldn't.
Wow, that might turn her on. Thank you, Shazam. I appreciate that.
But I like pulling the hair. It's fun. I like scratching.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not complaining. They were just curious.
No, yeah. Like,
that was awesome.
When you pull my hair, it's awesome.
Hey, I came. I don't give a fuck.
Bastard.
Hey, I tried, and you're like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, okay.
Well, really, I mean, come on. Think about it.
Well, no. I'm not saying last night. Like, before the
Well, that's
that
I had
started.
A hint of that.
Oh, and real quick, I kind of made a habit of doing this a long time ago, but there hasn't really been a girl back since. So how would you feel next time you're on the rag if we could take some of that blood and make a jam hole logo on that big window there?
I could give a crap less. Go for it.
Are you
fun?
I'm in love with
I will save you like a box of just used nasty ass tampons and stuff, and we'll tape them to the wall together or something if you want. I mean, like, we could tape actual tampons to the wall.
Braden, hold on real quick. Braden, you've been replaced.
Ouch. That's pretty messed up.
Hey, as soon as he figures out how to bleed from his fucking vagina, then we'll talk. But until that happens,
I can help him.
You're my man now.
Dan the man.
We fucking bro down. All right. This one is called Brazilian Born Dancer Set Ablaze at Tarzana Bikini Bar. You guys can go right ahead real quick and get the jokes out of the way. She was hot. Ha ha ha. Maybe the STD joke. That's why she was on fire. Ha ha. Okay. Single mother had returned to exotic dancing after losing job as bill collector. But that's
how do you go from one end to the other? That's kind of retarded.
The lesser of two evils.
She must
though,
have been doing the stripper thing before and was like, "Man, I really suck at this bill collector job. This blows. I don't like doing this."
I know exactly what happened. She was a stripper, like you said before. She met some dude there that was like, "I'll take you away from this. Like, I'll save you.
Yeah,
hey,
bullshit.
Let me save you." He's like, "I'll give you a job at the fucking bill collecting place I work at." She's like, "Okay, cool." And then the first day at work, he's like, "You didn't tell me you had kids, you're fired," and then she went back to the pole. That's what I think happened.
I used to do that. Did I tell you that?
That will happen. Tarzana, single mother who returned to it. But like I was saying, like, is that better?
What?
Because bill collector, that's a shitty fucking job too. Would you rather strip and get money from, like, take money from people that want to give you money, or go knocking on doors to take money from people that totally don't want to give you money? Whoa. Or could you use your stripping ability to bill collect?
That'd be a pretty good idea.
Be like, the shirt, $50, all right, and fucking cha-ching.
And my job's done, I'm gone.
I think we might be onto something. That's my idea. Thank you very much. Wow, this is so amazing. A single mother who returned to exotic dancing full-time after losing her job as a bill collector was doused with gasoline and set on fire outside a bikini bar early Thursday. Fuck my life.
I wonder why.
Did they at least set her kid on fire also? Because, I mean, you're going to throw that kid into the system, the foster thing. She's going to carry that with her, that, like, oh my God,
my mother was burned alive at a strip joint.
My mom was a whore, and somebody lit her on fire. Now I'm a serial killer because of that. I will spend my whole life fucking working out, learning fucking kung fu. Just for the one time when I see the guy that did it, my revenge will be sweet. It'll be bittersweet. Because, yeah, I can totally see that. That's a movie. I just wrote a movie, okay, guys? Give us money so I can make a movie. Oh, and if you tune in after this actual show, we're going to shoot a little porno after show in there.
It won't be worth watching.
Probably not.
You'll gotta click in and it's already over.
Is it in yet? Oh, baby. Oh, Jake. Oh, I swear
Ouch.
To God. Less than Jake. Man. Ah, that's funny.
Oh, that's messed up.
The dancer was in critical condition. Is this before she got burned or after? Because, I mean, people aren't in, like, the top condition when they're like, you know, I think I'm going to be a stripper. Like, I think you're already damaged a little bit.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a little...
Did you used to be a stripper? Please, the floor is yours.
Peekaboo Lounge in Bradenton, Florida.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot to mention. Sorry, real quick.
What?
Sorry for interrupting. She's from our most fucked up state.
It's not fucked up.
It is. Oh, please,
hey,
guys.
It's got some political issues and stuff, but you know, it's a really great state. If you're born and raised here, it's awesome, okay?
If I just threw out there, hey, chat, what's America's most fucked up state? Florida. It is Florida.
Yeah, well, I was born there and stuff.
No,
it's a lot of fun, dude. There's clubs everywhere. You can, I don't know, you fish all the time.
David says Montana.
Yeah, no, Montana blows.
It's actually not Montana, David.
Dude, Montana sucks.
So, please, now that David's here, we're all listening, tell us your stripping story.
David's here and he's going to listen to my... No!
So I heard real quick, before we continue on with burning...
Hi, David.
...strippers, you tried to go out on a date with David one time,
I
believe.
Yeah, I thought it would be kind of funny.
How'd that go?
I wanted to see what he'd say. He just, you know, he's like...
So here, I'll
be
David. Here, let's read. I'll be David, you be you. Kay?
I was texting him. I can't express, what I was texting.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I was like, hey, do you have a girlfriend? He's like,
no,
I'm single at
the
moment.
No, I'll be David.
Okay, fine, be David.
Do it. Hi.
I was like, hi, do you have a girlfriend?
No, I've never touched a girl. I have a car. Right. I can fix your car. Hey, do you need your car fixed? I'll fix your car. Okay. Are you hungry? I'll make you food.
He does make me food.
I
makes
know.
Me great food.
He makes me food, too. It's awesome.
It's great.
Okay, so then, hi.
He's like, no, I don't have a girlfriend right now. I'm single at the moment. And I was like, you know,
okay.
I was like, why don't you come out with me? I was like, why don't you come out with me sometime? He's like, just kind of gave me this runaround text messaging bullshit.
Like,
he's like, I'm enjoying being single. He's like, we should just, you know, go out as friends or something like that. I'm like, okay, cool. I just want to see what he'd say.
So am I the only one that's like totally not enjoying being single? Because I've heard that from like every girl I've ever fucking
met, it seems.
I don't
know, Chris kept chasing me though. He's like, you just tell me when and where, dude.
The married one or the kid?
The kid.
Uh-huh.
And the married one, actually. Not even joking. He's like, me and you, yeah.
Sometimes
I'm like, dude, Chris, you could be my dad. No.
Yes. Awesome.
He's hilarious. I love that old fucker. But
so yeah. You stripped?
Yeah, I did.
How was it? Did you make good money?
Yeah,
I did. You definitely have the body. Oh, real quick, I remember mentioning, if you guys listened to Wednesday's show, remember I was telling you guys that, like, her brother was sending me pictures of her, and he sent one of her when she did some modeling stuff, and I made the joke that, like, ha ha ha, it's hard driving and jerking off to these pictures, and then I come to find out that she was 13 in that picture, so fuck my life, you tell your brother that that's not nice.
I thought it was hilarious.
Ha ha ha. That's fun. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah.
Were you 13 when you were stripping?
No, I was 18. Me and my buddy Sharla, we had an apartment together, and we didn't have a way to make ends meet, and we had these like little crappy jobs and stuff, and we didn't, I don't know, we just, we went over there to see what was up. Actually, we went down to this place called Cleopatra's for a amateur night, and found out we were the bomb diggity at it, and we could really shake our asses, and we made a lot of money. So we were like, hey, you know, we should go and apply at this place called Peekaboo Lounge. Like,
all
right, so
we should do this all the time.
Yeah, well, we
you mean
that.
I can get paid to take my clothes off? Fuck me!
Well, dude, it was pretty cool for a while and stuff. And we had these cops follow us home one time, and it was fucking weird. Like, he pulled us over for tailgating, and we were like, "What the hell, you know?" And he pulled us over. He's like, "Yeah, you guys are tailgating," and you know, he's like, got in the car. He's like, "Where are you guys coming from?" And we're like, "The Peekaboo Lounge." He's like, "Oh yeah, you guys work there?"
Oh, me too.
And, yeah,
I just
and he's
came
like,
from-
I, you know, I'm there all the time. When do you guys start? When's your shift?
Of course you
where
are.
Where do you guys live? Where are you going? We're like, "Fuck, man, leave us alone." And he followed us all the way back to the fucking apartment. Whoa. And yeah, it was really creepy. He was like,
so we can make all this disappear if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he can go fuck himself about that. That's awesome. we did that for quite a while.
Who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket? Or?
No, me and my buddy Sharla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did the stripper thing for a while. It was fun.
Not bad. I did not know that about you.
6 months.
Sweet.
It was good.
Sweet for me. All right. Strippers burning. Did anyone ever try and set you on fire?
No, no one tried to set me on fire. I'm interested. But
anyone want to make any guesses why she was set on fire? I want to throw it out there. I think maybe it was someone she collected a bill from, and they're like, "That's that you bitch!" Fucking Molotov cocktail to the face.
That'd be hilarious.
The dancer was in critical condition. Of course, she had burns over 40% of her body. The plastic silicon part just bubbles. Police did not release the woman's name, but a friend of 14 years identified her as Roberta Abdu... are you kidding? Okay, when you name your kids, let's just keep it to like 3 at the maximum, okay? We don't need fucking Roberta Abdu Dos Santos Juaningos Busbeat Bolapa fucking whatever, okay? Just 3 names, not 10. Do me that. Solid. Appreciate it. Of Simi Valley. She lives in Simi Valley. It's where my grandparents live. Until recent months, the Brazilian-born single mother had been working for a bill collection agency and dancing part-time under the stage name Maya to help make ends meet.
Oh, God.
You know, that's so awesome. Our economy is just... Man, I got 2 jobs. I fucking work in this corporation, and then I'm a stripper. Pardon? Yeah, nothing. No, don't even worry about it. It's fine.
See, I didn't even tell people that because, you know, they didn't expect that. I was driving a tow truck, for Christ's sake, and working at a barbecue pit as a manager, so...
How did you go from being a model, a stripper, to being a tow truck driver and a cook? Like, those are 2 totally different...
Well, my dad was a senior supervisor for the city of Sarasota's waste treatment department, and so I got my CDL through there for free.
Right.
And so I learned how to drive trucks, and then I got with this company called Direct Towing, and I kicked its ass and did Mercedes runs all over the place, and it was awesome. So I loved it, and I thought it was really hilarious when I get AAA calls with big burly dudes who are like, "I can't get my car out of this ditch," and I pop out.
They're like, seriously, what the hell? Is this a stripper?
This isn't right, you know. And I pop out in a pair of dicky shorts and a flip flop and a beater.
Oh,
and
God.
They're like, "What the?" You know, they call the place. "Did you send me the right? Who the hell is this?
Who ordered this stripper? What the fuck?
Exactly. No, I did that, and I was a tattoo artist too. So, and then it was fun.
She's gonna tattoo the Jam Hole logo all over me, like just everywhere.
See, I think we should do like the little squiggly arrow thing on your ass cheek and just make the hole, you know.
Oh, that'd be fun. Like, yeah, jam the insert hole here. That's funny. All right. I'm gonna remember that when you're asleep.
Whatever, dude.
But when she was laid off, she needed the income and it's too easy to make jokes about it. Like, I don't even want to try anymore. You're a stripper. Your life sucks. We get it.
Hey, my life didn't suck.
Yeah, you're on fire. No, I'm saying like her.
Well, yeah, she got set on fire.
She needed the income and had no choice but to start working at the club more regularly, which is kind of awesome that her stripping job pays more money than her real, you know, I mean, they're both real jobs, but... You work in a 9-to-5 and you're not making fuck all, and then you go take your clothes off for a bunch of horny dudes that also work 9-to-5, and you're like fucking cha-ching, you know?
Dude, on Friday and Saturday nights and stuff, I would make over $1,200 a night.
Shazam says, "Dan reminds me of my high school girlfriend. Not a female friend. A girlfriend."
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. We can arrange. Hey, you want to go to Frisco with me in a few months?
I don't know. I haven't seen the Shazam, so I
she's
have no
gonna.
Idea.
I'll show you the picture. I'll show you the picture. She's gonna send me a plane ticket. It's a sympathy fuck. Shut up. Police asked the public. Oh, excuse my face. Fucking drink. Quote: "The shame is that just 3 nights ago, she had gone back and begun dancing every night. That is a shame. The shame is, just like 2 weeks before that, she just invested her life savings into a new set of boobs so she could actually go be a stripper more often." That's the shame. Police asked the public for help in finding suspects. I'm not even saying names. They're 27, North Hollywood, and some other fucking Mexican-sounded dude who's 22. So I'm 28 now. I could not imagine myself doing that. Like, I just, every time we read stories and they're like around my age, I'm just thinking, like, what would have to happen to me where I'm like, there's that bitch, fucking flamethrower and shit. Like, I can't imagine. I don't know. Maybe if she led me on and stayed here a bunch and, like, just liked me and then was like, yeah, I'm out of here forever. Like, maybe then I'd set her on fire or maybe tie her up and just never let her leave or something like that. You know, I don't know. Just throwing it. Wait, what? This is a comedy show? This is all fiction, right? Got it? Hey. You're way more fun.
Bigger than you.
You're way more fun than Braden.
Oh, it's because you can sit here and stare at me and flirt with me and be like,
is that what it
know,
is?
Blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know, maybe.
I'm over that. I mean, shit, we fucked. I'm good. That's all I wanted.
I'm going to remember that when you come up to my house.
I'm totally kidding.
I live on 20 acres in the middle of nowhere. I got a backhoe. You know, I could get rid of you real quick.
Yeah?
It wouldn't take much.
Promise.
You're kind of small anyway.
I am so small.
I could hurt you.
And that's the end of the show. You probably could, except I'm stronger than you.
Yeah, but... I can't. I'm not even.
You want to fight?
You just come to my house.
You'll be very afraid. The funny thing is, you've probably been in more fights than I have.
Probably, I wouldn't doubt it.
Have you been in two fights at least?
Yeah.
All right, you got me beat because I haven't been in any, unless you call internet word.
That's bullshit.
Slinging.
No. I've actually broken my cheekbone like right here. It's all cracked and stuff. It was crazy.
I've never done that either. Huh.
What?
Sorry, I was trying to read what they were saying.
Well, what did they say?
Broken any bones. I've never, like, broken.
I broke my nose at work.
What?
Try and get that.
I don't understand that.
I'm a cook. How do you break your nose at work?
Matt22191 says, me too. I don't know if they're talking about what we're talking about.
I don't know. But a dude was just playing around with this other guy, and I happened to be standing on the line just minding my own business, standing by the bun rack, just staring off into nowhere. And he kicks a box, an empty box. It's about you know, yay big. It's like a foot by a foot. And he kicks this box, and I happen to look that way at that certain time. And this is in the morning at like 8 o'clock in the morning. We don't open till 11 o'clock. So I'm screwed. He hits me in the face with the corner of the box, totally breaks my nose. I go down to the floor. I'm like, oh, shit, you know, and there's just blood pouring all over the place. And dude looks at me and says, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, what the? I go back to the back, and I've got my hands like this over my face, and I look at my boss, and he's like, great fucking day!
Wow,
and he's like, holy shit, what happened? And I run to the bathroom, my bartender Luke comes back there, he's like, let me see it, is it broken? And resets it for
fucking
me, like a bitch.
Oh,
yeah, dude,
thanks.
He did that. I was like, oh, fuck, man! And, you know, my boss is like, please don't go home, we need you today, please stay. I worked all fucking day with a broken nose, dude. I had two black eyes, it sucked balls.
Completely
but...
bored says, workers comp?
What? No. Fuck that.
You didn't even go home, I bet.
No,
huh?
I stayed and worked 10.5 hours
blood,
that day, too, dude.
Blood dripping in people's food
I just
food
went
and
back
shit.
And mopped up my blood, and, you know, I had the shit reset, shoved my nose full of, like, paper towels and crap, and just got on with my day.
Now,
I've never, ever had a workman comp issue. Never.
Okay, now do you see, guys? This
what?
Amazing. That, no, just because I was, like, I was making little posts here and there, like, God, I can't stop thinking about her. She's, like, the most awesome girl I've ever met. And I'm glad you guys get to see this now. Like, now you know what I mean. Like, you're amazing.
Yeah, whatever.
You are.
Whatever.
Quote, we are confident to know who the suspects are. The motive is truly unclear for something this vicious. No one should ever inflict harm upon a stripper. Strippers are like God's angels on earth, as I like to call them. They're God's little God's little special people.
Yeah, specialer.
That's fine. See, I don't have to make you come. As long as I can just always make you laugh, I think we'll be okay.
We'll get
totally
you there.
Kidding.
Eventually.
It'll be a group effort. Don't worry. Bisbee has two daughters. Of course she does, because most strippers are also whoers. Ages 8 and 4. And the youngest will turn 5 on Valentine's Day, of course.
Blech.
Whore.
Hey, you know, my last engagement was done on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, how'd that end up?
Last year I worked at... Or no, it wasn't last year. It was a year before that. I worked a double... I was at Famous Dave's, and I was
hold
on. Stuff.
Giseph says, so why push the issue by making her your girlfriend? And then Vilacek says, it's the romantic in Matt. Yeah, I didn't even want to have sex with her on the first night, but she's like, I'm laying there, and she's like, fucking come here, fucking duh, and I'm like, alright,
I just laid there, and I was like, dude, you've given me, seriously, the worst case of female blue balls in the history of the fucking planet.
That's exactly what you said.
He's like, oh, okay, alright, you know, gets on top, and he just starts, you know, I'm like, fucking alright, let's do it, man.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, we've been playing this off for like fucking hours, you know, I figured I was going to get somewhere, but
I tried to go down, and you're like, don't do that. I'm not clean. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. As long as it's not all frothy and shit, I care two shits, man.
Oh, man, yeah. About
that was so sweet. What? The sweetest line ever. Oh, I totally got female blue balls. Come fuck me.
It worked.
You are amazing.
Shazam should try that. That'd be pretty cool.
I'm sure she has. Oh, God. MDS says, Braden versus Dan ovary contest.
Dude, what?
Oh, oh, man. And then Shazam says, she and I are too much alike, only she's much tougher. Yes.
You should meet. We should hang out. We'll do shots.
I would pay money to see that fight. Not like pay-per-view kind of money, but like...
I fight her. I don't want to hang out with her.
No, well, not,
her, you know?
Not like fight, but, you know, like friendly... wrestling with mud or something.
Jello.
Yeah. Pillows and stuff.
I'd fight with Jello. That'd be fun.
Right. Shazam says, I don't fight. I'm a lover, actually, not a fighter.
We could drink. We could hang out. It'd be fun.
That's awesome. So I left you a note one day. I hid it in your hat. I don't know.
It's actually, you want me to grab it?
No, actually, I don't want you to. I just
get your like little chat room people to vote.
Go fuck yourself. Just brought that up because first of all, you didn't know it was there until I told you. You had your hat on and everything. And then I was just surprised because how you didn't seem like if I was going to write poems and shit for you and that would make you wet, it'd be more like buy me a beer and some pizza and that would make me wet instead. So it didn't seem like that would work, but I've noticed that you actually still have the note in your hat. Any particular reason you keep that around? Just besides to make fun of it, maybe? Just a thing? Just like the same reason I have the little thing you drew me up there still? Next to the altar? Those flowers are awesome. But seriously, when you do end up going home, take that shit with you. Can't have the next fucking whore see that shit. That's just bad for business.
I wonder what flowers would do in 350 degree grease. That'd be pretty
cool. Oh, we should deep fry that shit.
I'm thinking about doing it tomorrow at work just to see what's, you know, what
just bring them in there and shit.
I got one of the roses on my dashboard. I mean, maybe do that. That'd be cool. I should batter it in some O-string batter, you know?
And then we'll eat it.
I've eaten the rose before. It's no good. You puke purple. It's not good.
Oh, okay.
Don't ask why.
Enough about it. Oh, so they don't know why, blah, blah, blah.
The note said some mushy shit.
She was, yes. They know what I do.
He drew a picture of ovaries. Whenever, he's like, you know.
Right, whenever I see a girl and I don't talk to her, I just write, like, a little note and stuff. And that's, I don't know, that's just, it's easy, you know? It's easy. It's weird to go up to a chick and be like, hey, I'm the water guy, can I have your phone number? Like, nobody wants to date the water guy. You just kind of, like. It's stupid, whatever.
Well, yeah.
But whatever. See, you're a cook, so it doesn't even matter.
you know, I don't know.
That's fantastic.
Hard to impress.
Quote, police said, fuck my face, I'm done with this story. So a stripper got fucking burned, they don't know why.
That is it for
that story. Fuck. I almost want to just call it good here, but there's so many fucking people just hanging out. There's another Montana listener? Holy fucking shit. We are from Kalispell, son. He's from Helena? That's amazing.
Helena?
Weird. I know, you'd think everybody in Montana knows everybody else.
Not really.
No, not in Helena. Okay.
They're probably related, but they don't know each other.
We'll read one more story and then we'll get the fuck out because I'd much rather hang out with just you than with all these fucking weirdos making fun of just
me. I'm kind
of
liking these
guys
a little bit better.
Tough shit. Do we want to read about the one night stand that goes awkwardly wrong? That's a good one. Or world's youngest sex change operation. Or. That one's dumb. Okay. Sex change? World's youngest sex change? Or one night stand, man wakes to find lover has carved her name into his arm.
This is awesome.
Completely bored says sex change. Sex thing. Well, they're both sex things. One night... Thanks, guys. Way to have my sex. Okay, well... Oh, did your camera just disconnect? Okay, hold on.
What? Did it disappear?
Yeah, hold on. It does that sometimes. Damn you, live video!
Did I break it? I told you I was ugly. You just don't listen. You know?
No, it actually hasn't done it as much as it does it when Brayden's there. So just... Okay, good. Good there. Okay, so this one is called One Night Stand Man Wakes... they call me One Night Stand Man, Stan the Man. That's no big deal. Why do they call you that? I do a lot of One Night Stand Man things, and my name is Stan, so it's cool. So yeah, this one is called One Night Stand Man Wakes to Find Lover Has Carved Her Name Into His Arm. Is it
badass?
Can you call it a lover if it's a one night stand? Isn't that more of just a fucker? It's not like,
well,
are we lovers if it's a
one
night
lover
thing?
For a night? You know, you need somebody
I love
to love for that
I love,
night.
I love to fuck.
I love does, fucking okay. you at the moment. So you're my lover for
that,
the moment. So
okay.
yeah, that's what it is.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And the whole carving the name in the arm thing, that's just great. You're going to fucking remember this night, bitch.
That's
you know?
Right.
That's
not,
awesome.
Not only are you going to remember it, but your fucking wife's going to remember it. Your fucking kids are going to remember it. Your fucking mom's going to remember this shit. And that's oh, not man. Even my name.
And that bitch has got a long name, too, on his arm, on the picture. I know. You're like, how could you not feel that shit,
Dominique
really?
El Paso Vasquez.
I know, right? How could you not wake up to that?
It started at his wrist and went up to his shoulder.
Dude must have been. She must have dosed him.
It's actually a nice sans Helvetica 12-point font, bold, I believe,
oh my
with
God.
A hint of red, tin, drop shadow, 2% pixel. No big deal. A drunken. Oh, fun. A drunken fling ended in disaster. Now, how many times has that been said? Like, a drunken fling
I've
ends in
it.
Disaster. Usually with the chick getting knocked up or something, probably. And the other, I totally forgot. See, this is why I make notes. The other reason I am so fucking into you, remember the abortion talk we had the other night? Holy shit. After,
I think we should make stickers, like I said.
Yes, dude. Yeah, holy shit. After we had this little chat about, I forget what started it. Because you were on the rag and I came inside you and you're like, don't ever do that. And I'm like, no, it's cool. You're on the rag. And you're like, yeah, it is fine because we just have an abortion anyway. And you said that. I'm like, I love you. It was so fucking, oh man. I just, as soon as you said that, I was just,
you totally went, get a picture of like a girl with like a coat hanger smiling and you know, underneath it says abortions tickle.
Yeah. Would you guys wear those
I'd wear
shirts?
It.
I'd wear that
wearing,
shit.
Like a baby doll t-shirt, big ass, you know, abortions tickle right here on the underneath.
She's just like the silhouette with a big smile with a coat hanger with like guts hanging off
yes,
it.
Yes. Yes. It'd be awesome.
Email info at thejamhole.com if any of you guys can draw. Wait, can you draw?
I'm a tattoo artist.
Let's fucking
retard.
Do it. Oh, show them your cool eye thing. This is the other reason I really like you.
It's stupid.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is the cam... Fuck! Hold on, guys.
Uh-huh. You can't see me.
I'm fake. Hold on. I'm fuck you live video.
They don't want to see my stupid eye thing. It's
no, it's so great. It turns me on so much.
They pick on me about it at work. They call me squinty and shit.
When we're doing it and you look at me and do that,
I will never do that.
Oh,
I will never do that.
Please, just do it. Will you just do it once?
I'll end up laughing and then I'll be like, oh shit.
Okay, hold on. Her cam is the jam hole one. Her cam's Brayden's cam. So just okay. It should be up now. Okay, dude. It's so not to me, to them. Cameras, you guys got to see this. It's
do they even want to see this? It's really stupid.
Okay, whatever.
It's not even cool.
She's got the most wicked lazy eye I've ever seen.
It's pretty cool.
I just want to remember the other day where you're like, why do you like me so much? Now I'm telling you, because you're all about abortions, because you're fucking hot, because you can do weird things with your eye. And because you're going to tattoo the fuck out of me.
I got to get my new gun.
We will get anything you want. And I did your laundry. Okay.
Did do my laundry.
I know. Who's
you
wearing
it
the...
again, though, because I got to wear that black shirt tomorrow and there's sauce all over the
who's
sleeve.
Wearing the pants in this relationship? I like cook and clean and fucking do your laundry. No, you cook today, though.
I do cook. And I cooked you lunch today, actually.
That's what I just
you
said. You cooked for me.
It's a bomb diggity ass lunch because I never put cheese on that crap. That was stupid. I had to like actually put that in the microwave. It was retarded.
Okay.
But whatever.
Whatever. So, drunken fling ended in disaster for a man who woke woke up to find his lover's name carved into his arm. How drunk would you have to be to just, like, that's deep. And I'll post these on thejamhole.com with the show notes. You guys can see it. Like, I would think I would probably wake up halfway between the D and the Q, you know? Like, you wouldn't feel that?
She had to have dosed his ass with that, something, or maybe hit him over the head. Like, check your head for bumps or something.
And then,
she hit you with a baseball bat.
As he was passing out, she whispers the words, "Your wife sent me." And he's
that would suck.
Fucking go to town, bitch.
Oh, man, that would suck. That would just be
a nightmare. God damn it. Here, we're almost done. Will you just come sit over here?
You want me to sit next to you?
Well, your camera keeps blinking off, so just come sit over here.
Yeah, excuse, whatever.
We're almost done, so. Sorry, guys, I don't know what the fuck's up with that. Email a live video and tell them to get their shit together.
Oh.
Okay. Got it? Good? Cam? Okay, check.
Can't see me.
Okay.
I'm on a hider.
So, look how deep that is. That's effed. Dominique Fisher, 22, used a Stanley knife to write her name on Wayne Robinson's upper arm. She inflicted the injuries on the 24-year-old at her home in Blackburn, Lancashire. Lancashire? Mr. Robinson. Do you think while she was doing it, she's like, "Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Your wife loves you more."
Bitch. I mean, you carving your name in their fucking arm, that's fucked up.
That's so awesome.
That's awesome. If I was drunk enough and I was with a dude and, you know, I knew he was married or something, I'd probably do something like that too. Just to be a total snatch, you know, just so he remembers, he goes home and, you know, his life is totally fucked because of that one night with this one chick he barely fucking knew.
And then, you know what happens?
What?
He goes to the strip club the next day
and
lights your ass on
fire!
Woo!
That'd be
fuck
awesome.
Yeah, dude. And that's what I call a happy ending. He said, quote, "I went to her place for sex, not actually to be tattooed." They're like, "Hey, what were you doing over there?" He's like, "I actually went there to fuck, not to get her name tattooed all over my fucking body, because I actually do have a wife. I can't believe she did this to me, and I hate her." That's his quote in the paper. "I went to her place for sex, not to be tattooed. I can't believe she did this to me, and I hate her. You stupid fucking cunt." When I woke, I was covered in blood. Dominique was snoring. I just had to get out of there. I didn't even wake her to ask what she'd done.
Dude, why didn't she leave? I'd have left.
Do you have to ask what she carved her fucking name in your arm, dude. Do you see it?
And a bunch of other shit, too.
That's so... Wow. And then she fell asleep. Like, I'm out. I'm gone.
You're never to see me in your life.
If I wake up and I see your name in my arm, and I see you there, you're getting my fucking full name and my biography in your fucking whole body. And then you're getting killed, and then you're getting fucked, and then you're getting probably fucked again, and then you're getting thrown in the wood chipper. Not you, but, like, hypothetically, you know? You know what I mean. Fisher was found guilty of one charge of unlawful wounding. Is that... They're like, "What do we call this, guys? Is this defamation of property, or it was an unlawful wounding?" See, if he would have been like, "Hey, would you, what? Now it's becoming porn?" We could do that. If you got... Yeah!
That'd beat the shit out of you.
I would let you. I'm scared. Best quote of the night. "I'm scarred for life," he told the Sun. Like, emotionally, literally, metaphorically, in my soul, in my fucking everything. I'm done. I'm actually going to go kill myself after this interview. So, if you guys want to follow, that'll be good. Fisher was found guilty of one charge of unlawful wounding at the Coram Court. Blah, blah, blah. She will be sentenced on February 27th. What do you think that charge is? Like, a month in jail?
Something like that. I have no idea. I don't know what you would fucking...
So, hey, Shazam, have you ever done that? Like, found the dude you're fucking, and he ends up being married, and you're like, "Oh, sorry, fuck that shit. Here's Shazam in his arm or something." I could tell... No. Okay, no. Thank you. All right. And yeah, that is it for that story. So, guys, if you're going to get one-night stands... Be careful. Make sure she falls asleep first, and then you fucking get out of here. So, yeah, usually we do clues. I don't think there's any clues. I think we're just going to get the fuck out of here because I'd actually like to hang out with you first. I got to get my time in before you get sick of me and leave. How do you like staying here?
I don't know. It's a bed and it's comfy.
That's
and I got
right.
Company. You got a cat.
That's
a cat
right.
Likes me, so pretty good.
Completely bored says use protection, chainmail. Yeah, you just got to fall asleep with full on armor. He's like, bring it, bitch. The kitty's over there on the chair.
She's a whore.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us for the Friday Night Show. I'm sorry it was just me and Danny here, but hey, how'd we do? We liked Danny. Not bad for her never having... She liked to interrupt and talk all over me, but I know enough to just stop and let her say her piece. See, best chick we've had yet, huh, guys? Yes. Great premiere. Hot. Yuppers. See?
What? I
can't awesome.
Even see that far.
See?
So, yeah, I'm blind. It doesn't
That's
really
fine.
Matter.
Everyone likes it.
Yeah, I suck balls. Don't
right.
lie to me.
That's fine. We have nasty period sex after this. So, thejamhole.com/vote. If we made you laugh at least once, thejamhole.com/donate. Buy a fucking shirt. Oh, we got a sweet deal. 2 shirts for $20. Buy one for you. Buy one for your honey. You know that will get you fucking laid. It's Valentine's Day almost, bitches. Other than that, fucking follow us, jamhole.com/Twitter, if you want to know when the next live show is. I always take a couple clips when live video is working and archive those, so you can check out the cam. Not the Danny cam, but my cam, and this cam. Fuck yeah. You want, we can give you your own show. You can be the Danny Cam Horse Strip Show.
What?
We'll make money. Cash make money, money, niggas. Cash money. Dude, hey, how was the drunk show? We were wasted Wednesday. I listened back to that, and I totally, like, heard right where it started to go, bleep. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's where my stomach started to go, oh, fuck.
Shouldn't have done that.
Oh, Avila Chick says, we have to make fun of 26 so bad for that. He deserves it. I agree.
I feel bad for that kid.
Oh, hold on. Speaking, I totally forgot. We had more voicemails to play. One of them was from him. Real quick.
Before we get out of here,
I'll go this way.
Where's the pen?
I don't know.
Where's this one work?
Okay, voicemails.
Real quick.
Hey, this is 26. I just wanted to ask Matt's new female suitor what his note said. Because apparently notes are Matt's steez.
Oh, he wants to know what the note said that I wrote to you. He thinks I... No, see, she actually asked for my phone number. We were talking, and then I had to go on a delivery, and I was about to be like, hey, what's your number? Because you're totally awesome. And then she's like, give me your number, slave.
Like
fucking slave.
You
I'm
gonna... to leave. I was like, oh, shit. You know, I'm not gonna... I don't want to see him again. I was like, crap, give me your number.
I know, and you've been here ever fucking since.
Yeah, because someone begs me to stay.
I beg you. I beg you on hands and knees. All right, one more voicemail, and we'll...
All right, Matt. So you said during the show that giving out your phone number wouldn't be enough to keep you from relaxing. So this is what you do, okay? You call in to Distorted View, and you make up some bullshit story, and you have them put your number on air. And if they don't, and so what you do is you do that, and you just be like, call the show at, and then give your personal number. You will get so many fucking phone calls. You have no idea. You, like, they'll be like, hey, Matt. Have you been on Freaky Genius? And then you're like, you'll get the window licker calling you. It'll be a mess. And I think you want to avoid that. So there you go.
Thank you for that, 26. See, that's 26 actually not drunk. Oh, man. And yeah, let's... Okay, anyone that has my phone number, let's not actually do what he says. No, that was an old voicemail. That was from earlier today before he started drinking. He's probably dead right now, so... yeah, props to 26 for getting it fucking done. Okay. Oh, I just watched the Dead Like Me movie. Awesome shit. We will fucking... Well, I will. I don't even know if Braden's gonna be back. I might just fucking fire his ass. Hey, Braden! Step into my office, because you're fucking fired! Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.